On the Fringe with Dan, radio style. Hope everybody out there is having themselves a great day. Thumbnail's an interesting tie-in to two different stories right now. Literally, there was a crash of the F-35s. They've halted production because of it. We're going to be talking about that. Also, of course, a whole lot of stuff going on around this McCarthy thing, and I really want to try to put some context around it. I think what we're going through right now, folks, is we literally are wrestling control back from the uniparty, back from the deep state, and we're taking control, and I think timing-wise, probably right before we start heading into some of these other calamities that are brewing up around the world. Just seems like the timing of it's very interesting right now. We got a lot to talk about, a lot going on. We're going to get right into it. Want to start off with something from Angel Aura. She says, congratulations, Patriots. You're successfully navigating numerous psyops directed on a global scale and at multiple levels. The establishment despises our mindset that no one person is above another. We've learned to sharpen and trust in our own discernment, and we don't require a leader to guide our beliefs. Our movement has always been an exercise in building upon our individual ability to discern truth and question those who attempt to enforce specific voices of authority or to maneuver us to the, quote, correct conclusion. Be aware of false prophets. I am not a prophet. You are not a prophet. We are not prophets. Focus on the mission. Disharmony in our movement is not organic, nor is the faux outrage cancel culture mentality. Consider again why the left has no apparent presence on our platforms. Connect the dots and observe who benefits from friction, confusion, and distraction. Once you see it, learn from it and leave it behind as you keep moving forward to the truth. Focus. And to help you with the connect the dots to observe who benefits from friction, confusion, and distraction, it's the deep state when they try to propagandize people. They don't want to be on our sites because we're already awake. Way much more than they are, and we shoot down their stuff. So why did they have to be able to censor us? Because the truth couldn't come out. The truth is defeating. Now, the U.S. Army Fort Sill, don't know if this means anything, don't know if it doesn't, but they posted or tweeted the calm before the storm, as it looks like they're loading up some ammo or an ammo box here. Not sure what that's supposed to go into. Something vicious, that's for sure. Nice, nice. CNN hires Never Trumper. You guys wondered what was going to happen to Adam Kinzinger? Are you surprised? Where's Liz Cheney going to end up? I wonder what network that's going to be. Whatever the case is, CNN hires Never Trumper. I love it. All you people that are like, when's the mainstream media going to figure it out? Well, it doesn't seem like they're getting any closer to figuring it out. That's for sure. Biden tells Republicans to drop their egos and give him what he wants in the name of bipartisanship. Once again, this is kind of showing how the game is played and why the uniparty is the way they are. You see, Kentucky got a really sweet little bridge deal out of that omnibus bill. Something was written in there to not only update this current bridge that a lot of traffic goes across, but they're also going to build a second bridge so they can have interstate travel traffic cross that bridge. So this is how the game works. This is why Mitch McConnell sold out. I mean, I guess if you're in Kentucky, you're like, I like Mitch, you got us a bridge. Well, understand he's giving up the rest of the country. So, Kentucky, I hope we can get rid of this guy because he's not a good guy. That being said, this is how the game's played. And he's calling this bipartisanship. This is uniparty. This is what we are fighting against, frankly. This is kind of what McCarthy, the whole speaker thing, is all about. Now, some interesting information coming out around Arizona and Kerry Lake. Arizona Supreme Court on Wednesday denied GOP candidate Kerry Lake's petition to transfer her election lawsuit to the high court, saying that it will be heard before an appeals court. The court notes that the Court of Appeals has entered a scheduling order directing respondents in the special action proceeding to file a response and has indicated that the matter will be conferenced with possible oral arguments on January 24, 2023. Supreme Court wrote, no good cause appears to transfer the matter to this court. They're not saying no per se as much as they're just like, no, let the appeals court, let the process happen the way it's supposed to. So it's essentially telling Kerry Lake, no, let the appeals court happen. Kerry was trying to skip the appeals court, and for decent reason, I get, but still, Supreme Court of Arizona is like, no, We will let this play out how it is. So following the Supreme Court decision, Lake wrote Wednesday her case would be going before the appeals court prior to the Arizona Supreme Court because it's already been scheduled for review, adding that she is, quote, confident the lawsuit will end up in their hands in the future. We're moving forward. So she's saying it's going to end up in the Supreme Court anyways. But for now, here we are. Now, here's Carrie Lake talking, I believe, on War Room. And it was a really good little 50 seconds. Check it out.
We are going to the appellate court. We're pleased that the court has set a briefing schedule. And we're not going to stop fighting this. The good thing about this being dragged out a little bit, Steve, is that more and more information is coming our way. What they did in Pinal County, where they did not count all the votes. They gave an inaccurate vote count.
Yep.
And then they paid the woman who put that inaccurate vote count out a $25,000 bonus from taxpayer funds. And now she's skipped town. We can't find her. The fact that hundreds of thousands of ballots were pumped into the system in Maricopa County with no chain of custody, that 25,000 additional ballots were pumped in 2 days after the election, they couldn't cheat big enough to make this happen. They had to do it in broad daylight. And we're going to expose each and every one of them. And the walls are going to start to close in on them.
And that's why I've been saying, watch the water. It's Carrie Lake. She was the perfect candidate. No question about it. Perfect candidate. No way she could lose. In fact, she won hugely, or bigly, as people like to say, which is very strange to me. But whatever the case is, she won. No question about it. Now, here's Carrie saying that woman with the inaccurate... Oh, cool. Yeah, I just opened this twice. That's cool. I'll close that. How about that? Now, three states in southern United States will hold gubernatorial races this year, just kind of bringing attention to it. This is an off year, but three states are, in fact, having new governors. So keep tabs on this. Pay attention to this. And if you live in these states, make sure you're doing your part. Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi will all hold their off-year gubernatorial election. I don't know why. I love the word gubernatorial. I want to say it like Arnold Schwarzenegger. The gubernator. Do it. Get in my gubernator chopper. I don't know why. Something wrong with my brain, folks. The gubernator. DRSLikesGold.com. Folks, we're in a very, very interesting time in the history of the world. We're bringing down an economy, the deep state central bank economy. There's a lot of people that may not be totally on board with that. I get it, but here's the thing. Deep state's had that in place, what, since 1913. It's when the IRS got created. It's when, I believe, the FBI also, I think. We also got the central bank at the same time. And that is when we amazingly started going into debt like nobody's business. We are in a place where we need to transfer the money printing back to our country. And it's backed by, yeah, precious metals or something. It's going to be precious metals, most likely. DRS likes gold. Turn that 401k, that IRA, that stuff that's based on stocks right now, or that big pile of cash you've got buried in the backyard or shoved into your mattress or whatever. Turn that into precious metals. Turn that into something that's going to survive what we're about to go through, the inflation and everything. Because once the inflation really starts to go, right now it seems to kind of be under control, but there's a lot of things that we know are coming in the future that are going to affect it. Namely, a lot of countries are going to be turning in their treasuries. A lot of countries are going to be trying to get rid of their dollars because they're trying to go to this multipolar world. These things are going to have an effect. And as inflation starts happening, that's going to cause the price of this stuff to start going up. Doesn't mean it's worth more. It just means it costs more because the dollar's worth less. So get on it before it's too late. DRSLikesGold.com, DRSLikesGold.com. Four data points, get your wealth protection kit, and that's what you're doing, protecting your wealth. Wealth is like that pile of money, right? So you've accumulated it over time. Don't let them take it from you. Don't let them have some bad day at the stock market. Sorry, everybody, you lost a bunch of money. Yeah, no, not acceptable. Get out in front of it before they have a chance to tell you you lost money. Instead, say, no, I'm taking my money out and I'm going to invest it in something that's safer. And that's precious metals. DRSLikesGold.com. Save that money because they're trying to take it from you. All right. So Donald Trump has posted a whole crap ton of stuff. Whole bunch of stuff. So we're just going to kind of start running through some of this. He says, I have always supported Brian Donalds. We're going to show who he is in a second if you don't know who he is. He's kind of funny little snippet of information that they've got with him. They have consistently endorsed him for Congress and, in fact, or he says, I have always supported Brian Donalds, have consistently endorsed him for Congress, and, in fact, feel that I was a primary reason he entered politics in the first place. He is a young man with a great future. With that all being said, the story and statement that was just put out that I endorsed Brian for Speaker of the House is fake and fraudulent. He will have his day, and it will be a big one, but not now. Now, what's powerful about this is, one, he's telling us, he didn't support this guy. But two, we're finding out what would happen if the fake Trump or somebody tried to impersonate Trump. We're finding out how he would handle that. And that's interesting, because there's places where I think some of us have wondered, McCarthy's kind of, this whole thing with McCarthy's one of them, where we've wondered, is he really doing this? Or was this like the fake Trump, the guy with the little white eyes? Like, was it him that's doing this? And then Donald's like just sitting back and going, oh my God, I can't believe they just lied like they were me. I can't say anything. Like, I don't feel like he'd do that. So now I know personally for sure that he will say something if someone's making stuff up. That's kind of good to know. Just good to know, I think. And we're going to talk about who Brian Donalds is in a second here. So very good things are happening behind the scenes for the Republican Party. Intense but smart negotiations between great and patriotic people are ongoing. They all love our country and want something to go forward ASAP. This event will end up making the Republican Party stronger and more united than ever before. Our nation is at stake. Stay tuned and make America great again. Powerful words. And then a few hours later, I actually think that a big Republican victory today, after going through numerous roll calls that failed to produce a Speaker of the House, has made the position and process of getting to be Speaker bigger and more important than if it were done in a more traditional way, much like me again becoming president after having won big in 2016, gotten many millions of more votes in 2020, but supposedly not winning. Big lie. And then winning again in 2024, it will be bigger than the traditional way. Now, for everybody that says he's never actually said he was running for 2024, now he has. Okay, so that's settled. Again, I think he put it out there. If he goes into office sooner than that, which is still likely or possible, then so be it. Personally, I think things are going down the slow disclosure path. It might literally be 2024. As much as I hate to say that, it just might be whatever. We'll see. That much I know. I'm not a prophet, not trying to be one. Now, Donald Trump came out with some very, very strong statements. I actually didn't watch this. Hopefully it's not long. Let's check out what this is. 446?
Fentanyl, heroin, meth, and other lethal drugs are pouring across our wide open border, stealing hundreds of thousands of beautiful American lives. And it's happening like never before in our history. Children are being left without parents. Families are being ripped apart. Communities are being decimated. Our neighbors and fellow citizens are having their entire worlds destroyed. Destroyed like nobody thought possible. Our country is being poisoned from within by the drugs and by all of the other crime that's taking place. The drug cartels are waging war on America. And it's now time for America to wage war on the cartels. In this war, Joe Biden has sided against the United States and with the cartels. They are making more money than they've ever made before, times 10. There's never been anything like it. They're major, major companies. They're bigger than even some of our biggest companies. Biden's open border policies are a deadly betrayal of our nation. When I am president, it will be the policy of the United States to take down the cartels, just as we took down ISIS and the ISIS caliphate, and just as, unlike the situation we're in today, we had a very, very strong border, the strongest border, in fact, in the history of our country, and drugs were at a low of 45 years. There's been nothing like what we did just 2 years ago. We will show no mercy on the cartels. Every day, drug traffickers are using the waters of our region to ship their lethal poisons to America, killing so many of our people and ruining families. In addition to restoring strong border security, I will deploy all necessary military assets, including the U.S. Navy, to impose the full naval embargo on the cartels. I did that before, and it worked. What we did was incredible. We will guarantee that the waters of the Western Hemisphere are not used to traffic illicit drugs to our country. Furthermore, I will order the Department of Defense to make appropriate use of special forces, cyber warfare, and other overt and covert actions to inflict maximum damage on cartel leadership, infrastructure, and operations. I will designate the major cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. We will sever their access to global financial systems. I will also work to forge an unprecedented partnership with neighboring governments in our region, just like I did in Mexico. And remember, in Mexico alone, an estimated 100,000 civilians have been tragically murdered or gone missing at the hands of these cartels. The Mexican government, run by a very fine man, the president, is really working hard, but it's not working out. These cartels are vicious and they're violent, and they have Mexico for now stymied. Well, we have to help Mexico, and we have to stymie the cartels. Either we will get the full cooperation of other governments to stop this menace, or we will expose every bribe, every kickback, every payoff, and every bit of corruption that is allowing the cartels to preserve their brutal reign, and it is indeed brutal. Finally, as I have said before, I will ask Congress to pass legislation ensuring that drug smugglers and human traffickers receive the death penalty. The drug cartels and their allies in the Biden administration have the blood of countless millions on their hands. Millions and millions of families and people are being destroyed. When I'm back in the White House, the drug kingpins and vicious traffickers will never sleep soundly again. We did it once, and we did it better than anybody else. There's never been a better border than we had just 2 years ago. It was strong, it was powerful, and it was respected all over the world. And now we're laughed at all over the world. And we're not going to let that happen much longer. We have to take over. We have to be tough. We have to be smart. We have to be fair. But if we don't do something immediately, our country is gone.
Holy crap. That's all I can say. Holy crap. Like, I didn't actually listen to that prior. I was going to show the little slides here. I didn't realize there was a video. I was like, oh, video. Damn. Now, here's one thing I want all of us to look out for, watch out for, pay attention for. Listen to see if you hear anything about drug cartel members in Mexico having bad things befall on them. Because what I'm wondering, and I think might be very well the case, is Trump is actually doing presidential things right now as a president. But he's having to hide it behind this charade of when I'm in office in 2024 or whenever. So I'm almost wondering, is he actually making presidential declarations until we actually all understand that Biden's not really the president, that they cheated, that the news media called it and we all believed it? Like, until we wake up from that slumber, this, I don't know. Like I said, pay attention. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe it's just commander-in-chief. I don't know. But I think there's a lot more going on than just Trump talking about what he's going to do when he's in office. Now, Derek Evans is reminding us. Remember, McCarthy could get the votes if he agrees to four requests from Freedom Caucus. Literally, there's four things they're saying you need to do. You need to let us 20 matter. Balanced budget. Fair Tax Act. Texas border plan. And term limits. That's what they want. Some of you want him to be speaker when he is opposed to these things. Seriously? Don't budge. Hold the line. And that's what we're being asked to do right now. Brian Cates reminds us. Correct. The people screaming the loudest, this is a circus and a catastrophe and a disaster, are one of two things. Democrats or rhinos. This is what actual negotiations look like. The business as usual is over, and it's starting to dawn on the rhinos in the House. They really are going to have to make big concessions to the holdouts to move forward. Meaning, that's what these guys are saying. You either address the concerns of the American people, or we're never going to vote for you, Kevin. You're at a stalemate, and we're willing to hold the line. And they are. Now, here's that Brian Donalds guy we talked about. This is a great interview where a reporter's asking him to put yourself in a pretty public position to You know, aren't you afraid? What his answer is awesome.
Check worried about retribution after the fact? There was threats that folks that weren't going to vote for McCarthy would be kicked off committees. Now you put yourself in a pretty public position opposing who the person that could be the speaker. Are you worried about retribution?
Man, I'm 6'2", 275. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, right? It's like, what? You got to be a damn big dude to make me feel like, huh, I wonder if I should have thought this differently. Now, Republicans are pissed at the cost of this, right? There are a lot of people that are really, really angry about this. And they're claiming, guys, look, we want to get to the bottom of this Hunter Biden stuff and Mayorkas and the IRS. And by not voting in a House Speaker, we can't get anything done yet. Now, first and foremost, none of this stuff they pass is going to make it through the Senate, period. We know that. What's most important for all of us to remember is that we have control of the House, period. Kevin McCarthy, I don't think, is on our side. Now, maybe if they get him to agree to four key things and they allow the speaker to be removed, they get rid of Pelosi's new rule. If he agreed to those things, then there's a strong chance he might actually make it in. If he can't, well, there's other options that are still presenting themselves. Kevin McCarthy has not gotten the votes. I think he's passed eight votes now. It's a bunch, and it ain't happening. Now, Sean Hannity kind of, I don't know, a little bit of a harsh conversation with Bo Burr. He's another example of one of these people I have a problem with often, and I think that's kind of why Tucker's flying right now, is because everybody's starting to realize what Sean Hannity really is. But anyway, I don't know, this wasn't quite as bad as it could have been, in my opinion. I was expecting a much worse experience. In fact, I feel like they were saying that he was talking over her, but I actually feel like they were talking over each other, frankly. But whatever. It's still kind of some harsh words that he said. Check it out.
Tonight's motion to adjourn, that Kevin McCarthy and his supporters are already getting voter fatigue. And
I asked you a simple question, Congresswoman. I feel like I'm getting a liberal
answer from a liberal. I'm not going to support Kevin McCarthy, Sean.
Okay, so even if you only have 30 votes,
Kevin McCarthy,
you will not abide by what you told President
standing,
Trump to abide by.
Which I don't believe
by.
I will be.
I feel like we've made progress.
Look, I love President Trump. You're not going to turn me on him. You're not going to pit him against me.
Not trying to pit him against you. That's what you said to him.
And I am standing. I have seen the broken trust. I have seen the lack of accountability. Well, we are getting phone calls saying that we need to stop this. Kevin does not have the votes for speaker.
I got it.
Period.
Thank
we need
you.
To find a consensus candidate, get this right, and get our country back on track. Thanks so much, Sean.
Douche. I dislike the quality of Twitter videos. I do hope that's something that Musk makes better. Anywho, yeah. So things are getting a little intense, maybe. Now here's Bober saying that Trump called them and told them to knock all this off. Let's check out this part.
Stop with the campaign smears and tactics to get people to turn against us. Even having my favorite president call us and tell us we need to knock this off. I think it actually needs to be reversed. The president needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes and it's time to withdraw. And with that, I yield. Thank you.
Now, I do love the fact that both her and Gates specifically, and I think others probably, are being exceptionally respectful to Trump. You notice that? Because they know their base. They know they can't double-cross Trump, and they don't want to. But at the same time, they're making a stand. And I think, honestly, I think Trump's proud of him. I think he is. I really do. I think it's playing out the way it has to. I think Trump had to support, and I think just the optics of it, because of the Republican Party, because all this stuff, right? He didn't want to look like he was the one promoting the stick in the mud, when the reality is, I don't know what conversations they're having at night. Maybe Trump is telling them, maybe he's telling them, look, you tell everybody that I'm telling you, you can't stay on this line. You gotta hold this line yourself without my public knowledge or without me saying anything to the public. But know that I am very proud of you guys for doing this. I feel like that's kind of how the conversations are going with her and Matt Gaetz, for example. Now, again, Fox News. Guys, sorry. For those of you that still are like, no, it's different. Fox is not bad. It's got some good stuff, man. All right, whatever. Check it out.
discuss ways to get around this and try to come together today at noon.
Right, but here's the thing. If you pick, Jim, just how insincere the insurrectionists are, we might probably shouldn't use that word, the people that don't want to vote for Kevin
they
McCarthy.
They would disagree.
Saboteurs.
Right.
Saboteur. Saboteur. So if you pick...
Saboteurs. Interesting. Interesting. Now, Dan Eyepatch McCain Crenshaw says Republicans who refuse to support Rhino Kevin McCarthy as Speaker are terrorists. Texas, I think I might have mentioned this yesterday. Just want to keep that on the front burner. Texas, you know what we need to do with Eyepatch McCain, right? And I didn't make that name up. That's that comedian guy, dark hair. I don't know what his actual name is, but he's been out in D.C. He's the one that calls him Eyepatch McCain. I'm not going to take credit for that. I've come up with some damn good nicknames, but no, that one was sweet. I love it. I'm going to use it. Tucker Carlson's hammering Crenshaw for calling McCarthy's opponents terrorists. Oh, well, Tucker's kind of saying the right things, isn't he? We don't need to hear it. But Tucker's coming out in support of our side, it seems, kind of. Sean Hannity knew. Not at all. The rest of Fox News, that morning show group. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is one that confuses me. I am not sure why or how or what. I'm very surprised she's taken the stance that she's taken. Again, maybe it's easier for her because she's already been through a lot. I'll be fair to her. I mean, she's lost her husband through all this. She's been taken off every committee. She's had to fight constantly. She's been swatted multiple times. I mean, they've made her life unbearable. So maybe she didn't exactly want to fall on this grenade, right? Like, she's already like, I'm already done a bunch, guys. I've already given up a lot. F you. Someone else own this. And Matt Gaetz, I think, and I've got some evidence to show that I think there's still really good blood between them. Because they're good friends, supposedly, right? So she's not on Matt Gaetz' side right now, but they're definitely still very close. And I've got a video, a short little snippet, that I think when you look at the expression on her face when she looks at him, oh, you know there's still love. And I don't mean that in an inappropriate way. I just mean these two care about each other. They've spent a lot of time on the road together, first off. So she's kind of pro McCarthy. She's been on Steve Bannon's War Room. I think I've got a slide coming up where Steve Bannon says he's for McCarthy. Whatever. Again, it's weird who's coming out. It's weird who's kind of acknowledging what this is. This is the fight to regain control. And it's funny how many people are like, no, just get McCarthy in there or just do whatever Trump says. But I think there's, like Trump said, we've made this position more important and more special. And it's not just assumed that McCarthy gets it. No, you've got to negotiate. And I mean, The Art of the Deal, it's one of Trump's books, right? So he appreciates the deal. Anyway, here's the scene. I'm going to do this one. I think I can blow it up a little better if I go into Telegram. Check this out, though. This is where you can tell that there's still love.
Gaetz.
Donald John Trump.
Trump.
You see the look on her face? There's still love there. And of course, yeah, the news article there is, yeah, he nominated Donald John Trump. I don't know if you caught that. I think that was the only nomination Trump has gotten thus far. I think he's gotten it a few more times from them, but still. Interesting how things are playing out. Now, Matt Gaetz is furious. Responds to Trump's endorsement of McCarthy. I mean, this is actually pretty good. He's basically saying, look, Gaetz responded to Trump's Truth Post this morning telling Fox News that it was sad and this changes neither my view of McCarthy nor Trump nor my vote. Matt Gaetz gets what's happening right now. This is the split within the Republican Party that needs to happen. The people that actually care about this country, and we're going to call them the GOP, but I don't know. Typically, it almost seems like that refers to the uniparty side. Whatever. I mean, there's been rumors that Trump might run on a third-party ticket in 2024. Who knows how this needs to play out? Are we able to pull enough of the Republicans over to our side to where we can own the Republican Party? Or are we just carving off a faction of the Republican Party that's going to fight for this country and grow? I don't know. We'll see how this is playing out, but we are seeing it happen. It's happening before our eyes. Kind of cool, actually. A little scary, kind of cool. Super cool, in fact. Now, Matt Gaetz says House members were threatened with removal if they didn't vote for McCarthy. So they're going to take you off all committees. You guys keep doing this, we're going to punish you. They're still fighting. Think about that. They're threatened to lose everything, and they're still fighting. Now, Steve Bannon also calls for President Trump for speaker. It's kind of funny. Oh, I thought he was actually calling for McCarthy. A reliable source says President Trump would do it. Now, again, I don't ever trust any of these reliable sources, but that might be part of what the buildup is, right? They're going to keep failing on McCarthy, keep failing on McCarthy, keep failing on McCarthy, and eventually Matt Gaetz throws out Donald Trump for the 15th time, and then suddenly Donald Trump has, I don't know, 218 votes or whatever it's supposed to be. Maybe that's how it happens. I don't know. This is fun to watch. Again, popcorn. We're watching a movie. It's playing up before our eyes. It's happening in real life speed. Not, oh, then the Brunson case, and then all of a sudden they stormed the Capitol and they took everyone out of there. No, it's not going to happen that fast. People would flip their lids. There's just no way. No way. As much as you guys, I don't care. We just need to do it. Well, it's not going to happen that way. I don't care if you want it to or not. It's not gonna. We need as many people to come along with us as possible, period. End of story. Your level of acceptance of people getting lost is probably a lot higher than mine. Mine is like, no, we need to make sure. And again, I'm not the one making the decision, folks. I'm just following the plan. I'm just kind of waking up and chatting with God every day and saying, all right, what do you want me to do today? That's all I can do. I've been telling good friends of mine, and I think this is good advice to all of us. Take it a day at a time. Take each day a day at a time. Look forward to something in your day. Find something good in your day. Make an impact in your day. Do something every day, just every day, one day at a time. It's all we can do. Don't worry about a year from now. Don't worry about 6 months from now. Don't worry about a week from now. Worry about today, period. And then when you wake up tomorrow, worry about tomorrow. But it's going to be today. So always worry about today. Always. McCarthy threatens endless war against conservatives over speakership failure. He says, I'm going to keep going. McCarthy is losing it, Gaetz wrote in his tweet. He texted one of my colleagues who didn't vote for him, quote, I am ready to fund an endless war. I'm assuming this is an addition to Ukraine, Gaetz said, which is funny as hell, actually, taking a little stabby at him. A little stabby, stab-a-do. So yeah, apparently McCarthy's pissed. Kind of funny, isn't it? Elon Musk reveals his endorsement for House Speaker as McCarthy loses the sixth vote. And this was during this process. I want to say we're up to the eighth vote by now, by the time I'm recording. Might even be nine by now, which is kind of funny, too. Like, what are they like? All right, every 3 hours we have to vote. Like, what's the stupid rule on this? Like, you think they would go in the back and be like, all right, look, do we got this figured out? No, we're still not going to vote for you. Let's go out and do another vote. Why? Like, these guys, Gaetz and all these guys, have no qualms about publicly saying, no, we are stopping this. Now, Elon Musk ended up, I think, putting a post out that said something to the effect of a vote. Should I stay out of politics or continue to shoot myself in the foot? And it was a picture of his face morphed on some dude that just shot a hole in his foot. I mean, I feel like maybe he got some crap for it. It's like, dude, just stay out of politics, Musk. This isn't your deal. And you're from another country anyway, right? I mean, he's probably a citizen, I hope. Now, Michael Flynn's saying, I'm with Congressman Matt Gaetz. We require leadership that will fight the establishment. At real Donald Trump for the next Speaker of the House. Right? I mean, it's interesting how it's playing out. Whether that's how this plays out, it could. It could, especially with the way everything's going. It could very easily play out that way. And then can you imagine how scared the deep state establishment types are going to be when Trump is third in line, when you could very easily 25th Amendment Biden, and when Kamala Harris is legally not a citizen and not allowed to be president, it would go straight to Trump. Oh, that would freak them out. That would freak them out so very much. Lauren Boebert says, we're not making a point. We're making a change. And I agree. They've got courage. That's something that's really nice. Emerald Robinson reminding us, what's happening in Congress is easy to understand. 20 conservative congressmen are trying to force the GOP to represent its actual voters. Meanwhile, the uniparty swamp wants Kevin McCarthy. It's just that simple. She's right. She's actually really. I met her in real life. She was freaking out because I was taking pictures of their equipment because I was curious what kind of equipment they use. And she's like, ah, what are you doing? Anyway, she was a really nice girl. Very pretty. Very pretty. Greg Price. Not that you asked, but I tell you anyway. You guys know that. Rep at Matt Gaetz votes Donald Trump for speaker. Yeah, very, very cool. This is cool. So, yeah, we had the one for speaker, and that was where they did the little looksy-loo, and that didn't need to be in there. It was kind of redundant, but whatever. And finally, for this section anyways, people wanted to see MAGA and the GOP united, right? You are seeing that happen right now with McCarthy. I don't care if it takes 2 months to let the process play out. No more establishment. I'm on board. Thank you, woke societies. 100% on board. Now, just 6% of Republicans want to see Ronna McDaniel to remain the RNC chair, poll finds. 6%. See, this is where I was wondering. Are we taking the Republican Party away from them? And there's only 6% of these people that actually support the old ways? Might be. Now, again, it's a poll. Who knows? But that number seems to be surprisingly small. In fact, I would say most quote-unquote Republicans. And then I would lump a lot of independents into that, because that's what I am. A lot of us are also on board with you guys. We've got huge numbers in the Republican Party right now. Huge numbers on people that are pro-amendments, pro-constitution, pro-getting our country and world back. I mean, shit, this is why I'm alive right now. So, powerful. Let's not give up the fight, guys. Let's understand how big this is. Let's understand this is not going to go as fast as everybody wants. We don't just have this magical force. Well, it's got to be the military. Yeah, and we're just sitting back with our arms crossed, just waiting. No. Every one of us has to be involved. Every one of us has to be vocal and talking. They're trying to mask us back up, folks. It's getting serious, all right? We are in it to win it, period. And they are too. Now, Justin Hart reminds us, just a quick side note. Manufacturing orders are falling at a rate that we haven't seen since the Great Depression. That is all. Yeah. We've got significant things happening. Great Depression, collapse of an economy, implosion of an economy. They can kind of all look the same, in my opinion. And if you bring up a new economy at the same time or relatively close, well, then now you got a second graph, right? It's a different graph. You can graph this economy, but then we've got this newer economy forming. Now, I don't know if BRICS is part of that. I mean, some people say hell no, and some people I think say yeah. But whatever the case is, it's a new system. It's not on the SWIFT. It's not part of this deep state system. That much is true. And I think that's why it gets bad press, is because, yeah, it's the system that the deep state doesn't want you to like. Whatever the case is, we'll find out. Again, I don't know. I just try to pay as much attention as I can, and I change my mind a lot because every day we got new information. So that's a good advice too. Don't be so locked into your opinions that they can't alter, because again, who knows? Who knows what we find out tomorrow or today for that matter. Now, good breaking Second Amendment news out of New York. Supreme Court justice ruled that the New York's red flag laws are unconstitutional. Quote, it cannot be stated clearly enough that the Second Amendment is not a second-class right, nor should it ever be treated as such. End quote. So very bad news for New York and all their crazy-ass gun laws. Painful to watch. Mr. Fetterman looks, seriously, I don't know if you guys saw the video, and he's such a messed-up looking dude, and I feel so bad on so many levels. This dude's literally has had a stroke. He's not healthy at all, period. And they want him there. They swore him in. That's what the Uniparty wants. People that are essentially too special to not question anything. Just, can I go back home? I don't want to do anything. But here's him swearing in. He looks horrible.
Congratulations, Senator. Congratulations.
Hey, and the whole family?
Or are we going to do the three of us?
Okay. I am emotionless. I am a machine. I cannot do things without thinking weird thoughts. FBI boosts rewards for capture of Capitol Hill pipe bomber. Blows my mind. FBI, you are so inept. Seriously. This dude's got unique shoes. We've got video of him. You guys know where everybody's at. And you guys still can't figure it out? Really?
We need the help of the public. And we're going to up the amount of money we give you.
You guys are idiots. FBI, I'm so very disappointed. You're great at spying on American citizens that aren't doing any crimes, or trying to pin crimes on people that haven't committed any yet, or trying to talk people into committing crimes they haven't committed yet. But you sure as shit can't catch people that actually commit crimes. You guys suck. The hell. I'd like to see you guys either get your reputation back or get the hell out. Shut you down, put a padlock on the front of that building, and bye-bye. And for all you guys that are FBI out there. Yeah, whatever. Hey, Mayorkas's border encounters are straining our system, but we are managing the numbers of encounters. What I find interesting about this, we don't need to read the story. It's a great headline. But what I find interesting is, hasn't Mayorkas been saying that everything's good at the border? Everything's fine? Totally secure. No issues at the border at all. Now all of a sudden he's like, well, we are managing the number of encounters. What? Like, what does that mean? There's a lot of them? Huh? Of course there are, you idiot. There's a bunch of them. Mayorkas. Freaking help us all. Again, it's about awakening, people. I know a bunch of you guys see it. Probably 80% of my audience is like, dude, totally see that. And 20% of you guys are like, wow, damn, Dan's really mad. Hey, Root Brands, these guys are freaking awesome. First off, they're trying to kill us, folks, with the vaccines, with all the spike proteins coming off, trying to destroy your immune system. Well, hey, I got an idea on how you can fight back. Some of you be like, wait, how does this work, Dan? Let me tell you. You go to therootbrands.com. /Dan Radio Style. There's a link in the description. If not, just go to the Root Brands, therootbrands.com, and then just use Dan Radio Style as your sponsor code because you have to have one. It's one word, Dan Radio Style. Amazing products. These products put ingredients back into your body that your body can use to build itself. And also, they have products to take nasty stuff out of your body so you can actually make sure you're not damaging yourself. Right here, clean slate, little bottle that keeps flowing by on the screen. This right here, 5 drops on the tongue twice a day. And you literally, you can kind of feel it. It's kind of a trip. You literally are removing some of these nasty elements from your body. That simple. You're just going to pee them out or, I don't know, maybe worse, whatever. Another one that repairs stuff. This stuff's awesome. Mitochondria Defense Shield. Okay, this stuff right here, this helps you repair the damage that's been done to your mRNA, to the cellular part of your body, to the part that's been getting just beaten up by these spike proteins and all this other stuff. You've got one of the vaxes? I recommend checking out these products as well. We've also got here it is. Ah, give me back my youth. Give it to me. Give my youth back to me. Right here, we've got collagen. Great for the skin, great for hairs, but guess what? It's also great for the biome in your stomach. It's great for your gut, the bacteria levels in your stomach. And believe it or not, it'll help you sleep better at night. And on top of that, I've said it before, while you're sleeping, that's when your body does most of its repairs to itself, to the cells, to the skin. Well, that's what this is. These are ingredients that your body's going to use to repair itself. And finally, Relive Greens. This stuff is awesome. This has all the vitamins and nutrients. Like, they just ground down a bunch of vegetables. It's really sad for all the vegetables. But you just scoop a little into a smoothie and bada bing, bada boom. You are on your way to healthier living. I actually bought little gel caps and I fill up those and make little pills out of them. Because I don't eat smoothies every day. I just don't. I'm weird. My eating habits are very weird. So that being said, great products. Get those great ingredients inside. Oh, God, Relive. I forgot about this. This stuff's right here. Restore, sorry. Ah, this stuff's great. This has like amino acids, vitamins, and all that stuff. It's another amazing product. It's like pouches, 15 pouches in the box. Okay, like an ounce in here. You do one of these a day, and you're getting all sorts of vitamins, minerals, all sorts of stuff. This is amazing products, amazing ingredients, guaranteed to help you improve your health. And one of the things too, when you spend money on health, it actually helps you do healthier things in your life because you're invested in it. A lot of good things come from these types of behaviors. Therootbrands.com/Dan Radio Style. Invest a little bit into your health because they are literally investing a bunch trying to kill you. So keep that in mind. Biden tells the Supreme Court veterans law gives him clear authorization to cancel student debt. Veterans law. This is actually kind of funny. The Justice Department on Wednesday petitioned the Supreme Court to uphold President Joe Biden's student debt relief plan, arguing that a law designed to help veterans gives the administration clear authorization to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loans. Explain to me how student loans and veterans are necessarily in the same sentence, not to mention budgets for these things. But Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar, she argued that Biden's plan to relieve up to $500 billion in loans will fall comfortably within the limits of the HEROES Act of 2003, which was passed to provide debt relief to veterans at the outset of the Iraq War. They are trying to connect some big dots, saying, well, we're at a war with COVID, even though COVID's been over. The emergency use is over. You can't force the military for the vaccine anymore. That's over. It's over. I know Biden kept the emergency going until March because stuff like this. But this is what they're trying to use. A War Powers Act, essentially, that was created in 2003 and in such an inappropriate way. So once again, it's just the way the Biden administration is. Now, Putin decides to do a ceasefire because it's the Orthodox Christmas. So they're part of the Orthodox group, the Orthodox Church. We used to, when I worked in the coffee shop, they always had their Christmas on a different day, and they'd just show up on a Saturday or whatever it was, and we'd just get hammered. There'd be like their entire church would show up at the coffee shop, and it was just like, we need to try to plan for this in the future. So yeah, the Orthodox, it was really nice though. And so like for a day, we're not going to kill people. We're going to live and make happy. So that's what they're doing. Now, Macron is pledging the first set of Western tanks to the Ukraine while the U.S. is mulling over Bradley fighting vehicles. Not sure if they're talking the M2 or the M3. Best that I can tell, the difference is the M2 holds more troops. Outside of that, they're pretty much the same damn thing. The French tank that they're talking, it's a light tank. It's called the AMX-10RC. It's an older, like, 1980s tech. I mean, they're giving these guys some really old crap. Essentially, if the Russians brought out any of their newer stuff, I mean, their T-80s or even, I think they have a T-90 or T-90-something, those things would destroy these tanks. But that being said, these are more scout tanks, I think, too. Whatever. I don't want to get into it all. There's a fun game, by the way, called World of Tanks. I play it every once in a while. I haven't played it in a while. Fun game, though. If you guys seriously like first-person type shooter games at all, it's a free-to-play. You can spend real-world money and get some extra cool stuff. World of Tanks. Fun game. And all sorts of different tanks you can play from all sorts of different countries. Putin sends warships armed with hypersonic missiles to the Atlantic and Indian Oceans. Putin is, on Wednesday, he ordered a warship armed with new hypersonic Zircon cruise missiles to be deployed on a mission to the Atlantic and Indian Oceans in what could be messaged and warning aiming at the West against escalating in the Ukraine. The deployment of the frigate appears intended to make maximum possible public impact, given the announcement was made by Putin himself in a televised conference call with his defense minister, Sergei Shoigu. Along with Shoigu, Putin addressed Igor Krumkal or Krakamal or Krakamaktia Manane Jakanafina. Dum, dum, dum. Good song, by the way. My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. Anywho, Commander of the frigate, which bears the name the Admiral of the Fleet of the Soviet Union, Gorshkov, and reminded him the ship while on mission is armed with Zircon hypersonic weapons, blah, 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 blah. God, this is stupid long. Zircon's undefeatable. It's too fast. 9 times the speed of sound, by the way. That's very fast. That is definitely hypersonic. It's damn near faster than hypersonic. Pretty incredible. I think that goes up to like 15 or something. I don't know. I forget what it goes up to. Whatever. Dude, nice. We're on good times. Taiwan cracks the alleged Chinese spy ring. That's kind of interesting. Following the interrogation, there was 4 of these 7 guys were detained, including the captain. He identified as Liu, a commander surnamed Sun, or Sun, I don't know. The 2 lieutenant commanders with surnames Liu and Kung, respectively. 3 other officers were released after they paid bail to the tune of roughly about $3,200, $6,500, something like that. The prosecution alleges that the retired captain began spying for Beijing in 2013 after retiring, using his personal connections to set up a spy ring. In the following years, he is believed to have recruited at least 6 officers, receiving payments to the amount of between $6,500 and $23,000, for his services via a shell company. Commenting on the report, Taiwan's Ministry of Defense said that the ring was exposed by tip-offs from members of the military. The ministry also noted that the whole case has entered the judicial process, but declined to delve into specifics. So, good stuff. Good stuff, Taiwan. They're getting wise, getting rid of the Chinese people within their ranks, right? Now, speaking of the Chinese spying, well, guess what? Supposedly, we've come to find out that all of our nuclear warheads, our nuclear missiles, our nuclear weapons, our nuclear expertise was borrowed by the Chinese and has sent their nuclear weapons program ahead gazillions of years. So this is how they've gotten as far as they have. This is how they're going to have supposedly quite a few. They're saying up to 1,500 strategic nuclear weapons by 2035, up from 400 warheads at present and 200 just a few years ago. So they are building these things quickly. And we gave them the technology. We gave them the smarts. Wonderful. Now, fighter jet production grinds to a halt after a crash. This is really weird. Now, this was its test flight, its maiden flight. And someone happened to catch it on video. You want to see that? I bet you do. Check it out. This is a trip.
Oh, he just crashed. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they say, you know, right when you drive it off the lot, you lose 30% of the value. Shucks, man. That's a bummer. Yeah, bad stuff. Don't know what happened. Don't know what happened. They've literally stopped production on this. And the B model's the, I think, the important one that does the vertical takeoff and landing, I think. It's the model that I don't believe we let other people build. Anyway, the B model's a unique model. And yeah, not good. Not good at all. Don't know what's going on there. Like I said, is McCarthy flying it? Too soon? Probably. Amazon makes difficult decision, looking at possibly firing 18,000 staff amid uncertain economy. They have a crap ton of people that work there. It's like over 100,000 people work for Amazon. I don't know if they have the number in here. That's insane. But yeah, tech industries, big time. Everyone's laying off. This is official, folks. Understand what we're heading into. Understand it. We're already there. And that's the thing. I think there's a lot of us that are waiting for this moment to happen. We're in the moment. The moment's now. It's blurrier when you're in the moment. It's not like a real finite line in the sand. Like, I don't know if we're going to look back at one particular day. And you're like, do you guys remember that Tuesday last week? I was like, oh my God, forever. That will be like the, remember Tuesdays suck, right? I don't know. I think it's going to be like many days of suckage that'll occur over many, many months, right? Like, you know, so we'll see how it plays out. Now, there's been a study that's come out that shows social media alters the brains of children. It's rewiring their brains, essentially. Habitually checking social media, and by the way, if you're an older person doing this as well, your brain's probably been a little rewired or is being rewired as well in a not so good way. Habitually checking social media as a younger teenager is linked to hypersensitivity to peer feedback and may potentially lead to permanent changes in the brain's reward and motivation centers, neuroscientists at the University of North Carolina are suggesting. And it is. It's causing people to rewire themselves differently. You need, what is that, so-and-so's dog. I'm drawing a blank on the Russian dude's names. Anyway, the dog that got taught itself how to feed itself because it got a reward system and make the light turn on, right? So the same sort of thing is going on. And we are being taught through these applications that certain activities that make the brain go, ooh, yay, is what you're seeking in life. And so that's that peer like, oh, you did such a good job. Here's a thumbs up. And so this is being required for a lot of people to be able to live through life, essentially. God, it's bugging me. I can't remember that dude's name. It's not pop off. I'm trying to remember. Oh, well, whatever his dog's name is. EU fines Meta $414 million for privacy violations. $414 million. Not huge money for these guys, but it does kind of step towards that. I wonder if lawsuits are going to be what really takes down Facebook and stuff like that. And apparently, and this is such an evil picture of him. Apparently, he's still running the show over there, which is kind of surprising because it seems like he's running it into the ground. Or he's doing deep state bidding, which is not popular, and they have lost so much value in their company, like 68% or something is down the value of that company. That's bad. In 1 year, that's horrible, especially if you had stock in them. Now, Damar Hamlin appears to be a neurologically intact, is what they're calling it. Now, again, I think part of this is, one, it's a doctor saying it, and two, this is Epoch Times. So he's supposedly conscious now. No real statement as to whether or not there's any brain damage or any, again, the neurologically intact is interesting. That's a weird choice of words. Not necessarily positive, not certainly not negative, but not necessarily positive. It's kind of like, yeah, he's not totally broken. Sort of broken. Kind of broken. Broken-esque. Broken-ish. Don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what comes out. I thought I saw someone say he died earlier today, but I don't know if that's actually true. We should maybe just do a quick check. I probably spelled his name wrong. We'll do it on the live, on the fly. Damar Hamlin. Let's copy it because I'm still going to spell it wrong. There it is. Yeah, it doesn't show a death yet. So, yeah. All right. Still seems to be around. That's good. German study finds that COVID-19 vaccines perpetuated the pandemic and caused immune system failure. Like, this is just so much information comes out. It really saddens me, too, because my partner that I work with, his daughter scheduled an appointment for the vaccine today, a booster, one of the boosters. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to disappear today. I got to take my daughter down. And she scheduled an appointment to get a booster. And I'm just like, oh, man. Like, and again, I know there's a lot of you like, did you say anything to him? No, I didn't. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to tell people how to live their lives. There's enough information that's out there. He's a very smart dude, and he's not going to listen to me, and it ain't worth it. I know a lot of you that might piss off, but that's not how I roll, and that's certainly not how this, I think, should roll. You should have conversations with people. The people are going to do what people are going to do, and we kind of have to be prepared to handle that. Can't make people do what we want them to do, period. You can't. Otherwise, it'd be a very different world because I would definitely change a lot of things. I'm kidding, actually, because really, I'm very, very strong proponent of freedom of free will. And it's a very important thing to always respect free will. I find that's why I hate manipulation. It's one of the main key reasons because it's something that's meant to trick you into making a decision that you wouldn't necessarily make, which kind of goes against your free will a little bit. Now, if you're stupid enough to do it, then so be it. But yeah. Japan's ordering an investigation into the COVID vaccine deaths as the mainstream media admits that the jabs are killing us. So I'm only getting this from this thumbnail, right? I didn't watch this video, and I'm not going to, probably. Not saying there's a problem with it. But they've got the CNN article, COVID vaccines may increase risk of severe illness, even death, according to new research. So Japan's looking into it. Japan's had a pretty bad record. In fact, that was one of the slides over here. Was it this? No, here. Because there's some graphs down here. Anyway. Oh, well, I lost it. Lost the story, folks. Oh, maybe it's over here. Anywho. There it is. Eventually, if you just don't give up. Don't give up, folks. So here's Japan. This is daily new confirmed COVID-19 deaths per million. So you can see as the vaccines have happened, they've had these interesting spikes. They're noticing that. That's called science, by the way. Here's Australia. Same spikes. And here's where we overlay Australia and Japan. Wow, they're so sane, similar. It's almost like they're doing the same thing. Huh, that's weird. And then you got Nigeria that hasn't had vaccines at all, really. And geez, they're flat. They're not having all these COVID deaths. So strange. Wonder how that happens. Circulating spike protein detected in post-COVID-19 mRNA vaccine myocarditis. Circulating. So it's a notable finding was that markedly elevated levels of full-length spike proteins unbound by antibodies were detected in the plasma of individuals with post-vaccine myocarditis, whereas no free spike was detected in asymptomatic vaccinated control subjects. What this means to me, by the way, or at least what I'm getting from this, is there's now a way to tell whether or not you're a likely candidate to die from the vaccine versus someone that's probably going to be okay. If you've got these spike proteins that are unbound by antibodies, then Then you've probably got the myocarditis. You probably got a problem. If you don't have those, you seem to not have the myocarditis, at least. Maybe something else gets you. Don't know. But that seems kind of like good news to me. Bill Maher, we don't have enough time for that. Silvergate shares plunge. $8.1 billion, too, is another crypto thing. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. I still think a lot of money's being funneled through these things. Got a lot going on, folks. We're going to keep trying to bring in the news every day. Stay with me. Rumble, thumbs up, all that good stuff. I love you guys. Please make sure you've subscribed to me on Rumble and BitChute. On the Fringe is the channel. I love y'all. Where we go one, we go all. It's On the Fringe with Dan Radio Style.